The Turner family is praying that everyone stays safe from COVID-19, but they also pray your drives are safe. When you need Montgomery Paint and Body, call 279-7325. That's 27REC with a W.
Quiet, please. In exactly 15 seconds, we'll be on the air.
When you think of all the places you go and all the things you now do by radio, you can, in a matter of moments, travel to foreign capitals to learn what's happening to individuals or whole nations at a time. But if you want to go places fast, take radio along.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
Fly. and gentlemen, in just a few moments, we start our daily broadcast.
Who listens to radio? That go where you go medium called radio. That's with you every night through the long commuter fight. And in the morning with your toast and mama lady, oh.
John.
What is FM?
Good.
Who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring, or fall. Who listens to radio? Only 150 million.
I want
to
be a DJ.
You do?
Woo!
I think I heard of that.
It's called the radio.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
I'm Karen McHugh. Democrat Kamala Harris was officially introduced by Joe Biden at an event in Delaware Wednesday.
In just 83 days, we have a chance to choose a better future.
Soon after, on Fox's Hannity, Vice President Pence said he's looking forward to debating Harris so he can put a spotlight on
the agenda of the radical left, the agenda that she's embraced throughout her political career.
The two are scheduled to meet on the debate stage in October.
Fox's Jill Nato reporting. Hundreds evacuated in the face of a fast-growing wildfire in Southern California.
This fire is moving without any or minimal winds on it, as we anticipate later in the fall season, where we get the Santa Ana winds.
L.A. County Fire Chief Dave Richardson. America is listening to Fox News.
It's the William Tell Wake Up at 6:07.
Today's episode of The Married Couple.
I'm so glad we have this nice backyard to enjoy during the summer.
Your heels look really dry.
Huh? Oh, yeah.
You should lotion your feet.
Guys don't lotion feet.
But your feet look like dry elephant feet. They're painful to look at.
You make it real easy to enjoy the outdoors. Stop looking at my feet.
You should use your sander on those tomorrow.
Join us next time for The Married Couple.
Who's ready for an awesome day?
I should be. I'm left-handed.
Are you right-handed or left-handed?
She's left-handed.
I thought I was left-handed.
I'm left-handed.
See, I'm a southpaw.
Southpaw.
A southpaw means you're left-handed.
I'm left-handed.
It's International Left-Handers Day.
Sinister being Latin for left-handed.
Raise your left hand.
I see you're left-handed.
Happy International Left-Handers Day.
It's showtime.
All right, all the left-handers in the room, please wave your hand. Would you do that for me, please?
I think Jay is left-handed.
Is he?
I think so.
How could I know in 15 years and not know that?
We talk about it every year on National Left-Handed Day.
On Left-Handed Day, yeah. Which a year ago was on a Tuesday.
Yeah.
Wow, did we see some rock and roll weather come through last night?
Mm-hmm.
Fortunately, we had our gathering at Baumhauer's and everybody was inside when that stuff came through, but we didn't even get just a little further east.
Oh, yeah. It was all the eastern half of Montgomery. including Midtown right here.
So this strikes me as a good time to begin with the...
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Alabama Wholesale Lumber. Alabama Wholesale Lumber, the best quality building materials in the river region for decades. From common builds to special orders and local delivery. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
So some of these storms that we're putting on a show down some power lines. We have power lines down on Carmichael Road.
Carmichael Road, I don't know if those are, that's fixed yet, but you can't cross Carmichael from the Boulevard to Perry Hill.
Here in East Montgomery, we had a thunderstorm that caused a severe thunderstorm warning last night. Ouch. That's my dog biting me. In the 6 o'clock hour, or close to 6:30. Yeah. Yeah, you were pretty upset about the storm, weren't you? I had just under an inch of rain, and 2 miles away from me, Ryan had 2.24.
Wow.
Your report is still missing.
It's like everything else, it's not working.
We're going to have to revoke some of your titles.
Oh, jeez.
Take back some of your certificates. Because this is, young man, this is going on for 3 weeks now. So.
Put new batteries in all the things.
It just got to reinsert the batteries, I'm thinking. High temperatures in the mid-90s today. Triple-digit heat indices with the heat index near 105. Generous supply of showers and storms again. In fact, an overwhelming number today and tomorrow. And there's still no guarantee that your town's going to get one, but most towns will. Low tonight in the mid-70s. Then, over the weekend, the number of storms start to thin out in number. There'll still be some scattered storms on Saturday, but not as many to go around. And widely scattered storms by Sunday, so the atmosphere starts to... calm down a bit. Right now, this morning, we have, I don't have my glasses on. This is 75 degrees out of the airport, it looks like. Calm winds at 612.
Brubaker Motors is celebrating 80 years in the family business with huge savings on cars, trucks, and SUVs from our dealership to your driveway. Shop anytime online. It's better at Brubaker.com.
3, 2, 1, 0. Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
Applied Security presents our Rocket Scientist of the Day. Protect your home, family, and business with technologies from Applied Security. Call 279-8338 for a giant leap to a safer world. Here is today's nominee.
We may have two or three of these throughout the morning.
Oh.
Yesterday afternoon, you know, my favorite shirts during the hot weather are those Columbia shirts, right?
Yeah.
And since I own so many of them, I joined their Columbia Club or whatever they call it. So yesterday afternoon, I get a cheery email. Guess who's part of our team? I don't know how much they're paying him, but Bubba Wallace is now part of that team. So I dropped what I was doing. I looked up their corporate website, and I sent them a note saying, you... Gotta be kidding.
Yeah. Bumbling baboon.
Bubba Wallace.
Yeah. Bubba butt kissing something. Bubba Wallace was the one that had the quote unquote hangman's noose in his NASCAR.
Oh, of course. Pit. Of course.
Or garage.
You are right, Jesse. And what I wrote was, you're a guy who can't tell the difference between a noose and a garage door opener as your new spokesman. You lost the customer, man. And what the hell's wrong with you people? Why would you? I realize you want a virtue signal to the world how woke you are, but my goodness, this guy had the country on fire for several days with his nonsense. It's fake hoax.
Led to a whole brand new development of a brand new racing series, which I personally will be watching because I'm not a fan of NASCAR, never have been as far as...
I don't get into... I'm excited because, see, it's a bunch of cars going
just
around.
Just going around.
And I don't understand.
Now, I can see the excitement because now I have been to our local speedway, the Montgomery Motor Speedway, which that is really where a lot of the main NASCAR drivers got a lot of their start. And I could see the excitement in it. Now, a lot of the cars that they bring in there are, you know, late models, and they'll bring in some of the Sprintster cars and all that. And it's really fun to watch, but... I've never been to a NASCAR race, and everybody that I've heard that's been to Talladega or anything like that, they're like, it's hot and just drives you nuts.
Yeah. Well, it does sound incredible.
Pardon me 1 second. Jay, as the great country band Lone Star once said, no news.
Right.
That's a great song.
That is a great song.
Internet over there.
Huh?
There's no internet over there at the station, their station. But yet we're able to hear them in our ear, which happens on the internet, so I don't understand what's going on. Yeah.
I can hear them in my rear.
Well, if you can hear them in your rear, you might have a problem.
What a
challenge. Bubba Wallace says,
there's a tear in my rear because there's a noose in my ear.
Wow, we can, no noose and no news. Look at this proud dog sitting up here on the thing. Hi, I want to be part of this team.
He is part of the team.
Well, yeah, I mean,
he'd be a good spokesman for Columbia.
Hey, what? Hey, they could make a new dog wear line.
I would be.
Chase, what you doing?
He's looking for trouble. You can tell he's just, okay, I got to find something.
Is there anything liquid over there that he can spill?
No, not that he can spill, that's open container.
He wants Jay's finger. That's what he wants. The one he likes to chew on. It goes on throughout the morning.
You don't know where that finger's been.
Especially if Jay was following any of the posts that Dr. Fauci posted about the lube and the, you know.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of doctors, I saw mine yesterday.
How did it go? And obviously you're here.
He greeted me with great cheer yesterday.
Alive. It's alive. It's alive.
But that, after that, it was all downhill.
Oh, my.
No, you did all right. I understand.
Come here.
Well, you know, you
yeah, I didn't look at the lab numbers or anything.
I, you know, they have that the patient portal thing where you can sign in and look at.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of confusing, and I don't know if they had up-to-date information in there or not.
Yeah.
So, I have to have an MRI.
Uh-oh. Yeah.
Knee.
Ouch. Oh.
Yeah.
Ugh. I've had one of those before.
Yeah.
I have, too.
Sadly, it's the same one they did a surgery on 10 years ago, and I'm just hoping I don't need another one of those.
What's the one that makes all the noise? It's not the MRI. The MRI that you just go in. And
it makes a lot of noise. You have to wear earplugs. It goes.
No. One makes noise and one doesn't.
It's the scan.
Yeah, the scan.
CT scan.
Right.
CT scan. Yeah.
CAT scan.
I think that's the one. I don't know if it's the CAT scan or the MRI, but one of them makes you realize that beneath the flesh, we all look like a meat case.
Mm-hmm.
Because they can slice you like you would at a butcher shop.
Right.
And it's kind
of... That's a wonderful thought.
It's kind of grotesque, actually. But I've seen that, and it's amazing. In fact, at the Museum of Science and Industry in Chicago, which I don't think they burned down yet... they have a human body that's sliced into sections and pressed between plastic.
I've seen that before. Hey, did you hear that Navy Pier may close because of the pandemic and the funding and nobody's going? And
well, who would go anywhere there? Grant Park's right across the street from the pier. They've had nothing but trouble there. Michigan Avenue is boarded up like they had a hurricane come in off Lake Michigan. And Mayor Beetlejuice just has completely lost control of the city. It's all incredibly sad. But we don't want to be incredibly sad today.
No, because it's Thursday. We're almost to Friday, which is one day closer to the weekend.
Hey, do you have what I'm looking for?
The winning word?
Yeah.
I certainly can.
Want to do it now or you want to?
I can do it
I could
now.
Say we could do it after the news, but there is no news.
Oh, there is no news. So there's definitely no news happening. Okay. I can have it right now.
Time now for Wing Finger's winning word of the day.
I am so excited.
And the winning word is...
Sandwich.
Sandwich. And we picked that because...
They have sandwiches there at Wing Fingers. And the best part is it comes with, you know, on your sandwich, you can have jumbo fingers. And, of course, any of your favorite sauces. Me, personally, I like the buffalo with fries, Freddy bread, and a 22-ounce ice sweet tea. And, of course, remember our word yesterday was upgrade. So you can upgrade those fries to gooey if you wish. But your word is sandwich.
All right. And sometime between 3 and 6 this afternoon, we will ask you to redeem that word. 272-9228. Be caller 7 and win lunch for two at Wing Fingers, Baumhauer's newest concept in great food in the RSA headquarter building, 201 Union downtown. Your prize, by the way, includes free climate-controlled parking underground right there underneath the building.
Congratulations to Clark's RV Center, serving Central Alabama for over 10 years. You know, Clark's RV Center is a travel trailer and fifth wheel dealership in Millbrook, located right there on the Alabama River Parkway. Their showroom is stocked with the newest Coachman, Dutchman, and Forest River units. And Clark's has beautiful new and pre-loved units to sell. And they are social distancing as well. Hey, don't be the person that should've when you could've. Open Monday through Saturday for all your RV supplies.
Do you have a Class A CDL license and at least 6 months driving experience with a good record? Jimmy and Darius Transport specializes in Hotshot. Their trailers are 3 to 5 car haulers, and they have immediate openings for qualified drivers. Earn $1,500 per week, 50% of your health insurance paid, paid vacations that grow to 3 weeks after 3 years, quota bonuses, and much more. Jimmy and Darius Transport is also looking for dispatchers. Call Jimmy and Darius Transport at 241-6414. That's 241-6414.
Are you ready to go mad for Mercedes? Then come in and play at Wind Creek Wetumpka, because this September we're giving away a 2020 Mercedes-Benz C300 sedan. You can start earning entries now. Then join us Saturday, September 12th, starting at 5 p.m., when you can win free play, cash, or a brand new Mercedes-Benz C300 sedan. So go mad for Mercedes, only at Wind Creek Wetumpka.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3, only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Is claiming they made a vaccine, but I think it's a big lie. Bet it's made of vodka in an old machine. Take it and you will go blind. Don't vax in the USSR. Putin's a big lying czar, boy. Vax in the US, vax in the US, vax in the USSR. Well, the Russians say they are really proud and kicking our behinds, but they just tested it on some cows. Don't take it all, you'll probably die. Oh, Putin is a liar and an autocrat, acting for the oligarchs. Call me when it's effective on more than cats, cause I really doubt it works. Don't vax in the USSR. Putin's a big lion czar, boy. Vax in the USSR.
And here in the USSA at 6:23, we know that, first of all, I think South Dakota has one of the best governors in the country.
She is the best.
They have navigated the coronavirus without shutting everything down and putting people out of work and creating one disaster after another. And the Sturgis motorcycle rally has gone on as scheduled. And it's almost like, you know, bikers, they do what they do.
Mm-hmm.
And they're getting together, and among other things, probably mud wrestling and all the other stuff they do to have fun. They had a sneeze contest yesterday to see who could sneeze the farthest. Of course, you know, everybody's got their panties in a wad, minding everybody else's business, having a hissy over the whole thing. But we have, like we do so many on so many other occasions, a song.
Huh? I'm going to sneeze.
Here's one of the contestants. That's not one of the contestants. It's the same thing. Sorry, I misled myself. You know, how's everybody?
So your phone, you left your phone at home.
Yes.
Oh,
I'm so glad
no.
I sat in that place for 2 hours last week so I could leave it at home. That
and
those were on the floor downstairs. I brought them up.
Good. Thanks. They're always better after they've been on the floor for a while.
Yeah. The Easter Bunny brought them.
I thought I was going to say that. The radio gods sent them to him. They know he's having a rough day.
And then the pan, the regulator on the pan.
Yeah.
The temperature regulator.
The knob broke
off. The brand new pan.
I twisted the knob and it broke off. And I didn't twist it abusively. It's just cheap. I mean, the knob, the plastic.
Oh, the frying pan I bought is cheap? The brand new one?
Sensitivity level in this room is rather high this morning, wouldn't you say? So if any of that wicked rain that came through last night, it's exactly the kind of situation that can leave you with a moisture situation, one you need to take seriously. Remember this name, Be Dry Alabama, B-D-R-Y Alabama. They specialize in basement waterproofing, crawl space waterproofing, foundation repair, with patented technologies that offer the best warranty of almost any home service you can name. If you had Be Dry fix an issue with a foundation or a crawl space or a basement in 1958, that warranty is still good today. And if you have work done by Be Dry Alabama in your home, that warranty transfers if you decide to sell your house and move on, so it becomes a selling point. The crawl space encapsulation process includes covering the old dirt floor. We used to have one of these in Chicago, and it was a nightmare. And then the foundation walls with a heavy vapor barrier, they're recognized as a leader in the waterproofing industry because they are the people who invented the products and techniques that get the job done. So if you find yourself with an issue, and take it from somebody who had water bubbling up through the living room floor once, this is a company you can turn to and get a result with a guarantee. Go to BeDryAlabama.com. 627 traffic, the timeline for August the 13th on this Thursday, which means next year it'll be a Friday the 13th.
I figured it out by Craig Self.
Hope you were having a good Thursday morning so far. I-65 and 85 looking good through downtown Montgomery. That ought to make you feel good if you're headed in this morning. No issues there. A little bit of congestion around the boulevard, and we're seeing a few cars inbound on the 31s this morning. Normal morning traffic. No accidents into us to pass along. Buckle up, keep it here, and we will keep you updated. It's back to school time, and Premier Place has it all. Shop Big Lots, Burke's Outlet, Michael's, GameStop, Lindmark, and more. Premier Place in Prattville, another great McClinton and Company development. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jane.
Insurance denied your car rental, car repair, or doctor visit? Call the Vance Law Firm. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services to perform by other lawyers.
If you want to save $1,000 on a new 15 SEER heating and AC unit,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
You'll always get honest advice and services to choose from to best fit your budget. If you want free service calls by getting on Chad's maintenance plan,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
Chad's AC Direct can finance repairs and system replacements at 0% interest with approved credit. Chad's AC Direct will save you money. Call 264-6464. And like the girls say,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
Alabama license number 92244.
What are you talking about? Gold at over $2,000? Are you nuts? Bring your stuff to Marguerite's. We're going to trade you out. We're going to give you a check. We're going to give you cash. We're going to give you diamonds. We're going to make you something beautiful out of your stuff. You got to do it. This is an opportunity. A lifetime is the right phrase, but let's do it. Bring it to Marguerite's. We're in a Peppertree shop. We're on Vaughan Road, and we will trade you, give you a check, or make you something brand new. Thank you.
This is James Jones with Jones Drugs. We've got locations in Prattville, Millbrook, Greenville, and Montgomery, and soon to be Phenix City. My dad told me once if I wanted the whole world to know anything, to tell my aunt. Well, I don't have my aunt here, but I've got the next best thing. Blue Water Broadcasting. They have helped us grow the Jones Drug family in this area for over 10 years. Thank you, Blue Water.
Most radio listening is done away from home and in the car, closest to your business and point of sale. Blue Water Broadcasting can grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
That's Aunt Richard. A naturopath, anybody.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of the Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hi, I'm Dan Black. At Dan Black Studios, we preserve your personal history, films, VHS tapes, and other memories at a very reasonable price. Call 279-6036. Now, Rich Thomas preserves the memories on this date in history with the timeline.
For August the 13th, here is your host, Rich Thomas.
226th day of the year, 140 days remain on National International Left-Handers Day. It's the day for southpaws.
Oh!
You're a left-hander, right? Jay?
Yes, I am.
So, do you find that the world discriminates?
Yeah, easily. Especially when I was growing up, yeah.
Yeah.
You notice it in everything.
Everything is made for right-handers.
Exactly. Right-hand. You sit down in desks that have the little armrest thing. Mm-hmm. It's on the right side. It's not on the left.
Well, we just can't customize everything for everybody's nuances.
Look at a notepad with a spiral on the side. It's on the left side, not the right side. So my hand has to sit on the spiral.
Left-handers' lives matter.
I would agree.
My dad's a left-hander, so is my cousin Chris. I'm ambidextrous.
I'm right from top to bottom.
I'm right from top to bottom.
That's right.
Hey, so
there's not much left?
Oh, see what he did? Good. You see what Jay just did? That's good. I'll tell you.
So they call them southpaws because, we mentioned this before, because
they're freaks.
Because in the baseball park, the
and
plate.
And we deserve to be burned as witches.
The plate is in the west, and so when the pitcher's hand is hanging down, his left hand is south. So a southpaw. That's what that's all about. It's National Prosecco Day.
Is that when they throw the ball?
Yeah. Just a bit outside.
That's a really good champagne. 106 years ago in 1914, Carl Wickman began using his beat-up gray car. He would take people to their homes from mines in Minnesota. His taxi service took off, and then it became a big deal. Now his company turned into Greyhound Bus Corporation. 101 years ago in 1919... one of the greatest racehorses of all time, Man O' War, lost a race for the first time. He was upset by a horse named Upset, believe it or not. Man O' War went on to win 1,300 races and 379 baby racehorses. It's alleged that Man O' War was reportedly hung like a horse.
Man.
That was good, Rich. Very good. Very good.
If anybody got hit with coffee spray, I'm sorry.
That's where I'm glad this is up.
1953, The War of the Worlds opens in theaters.
There we go.
1960... the first two-way telephone conversation takes place by satellite, Echo 1. Echo. 1961, East German soldiers sealed the border between East and West Berlin. During the night, they put up wire fences, and then 2 days later, they started pouring the concrete, the Berlin Wall. 1965 on the stage, Sonny and Cher started a three-week run at number one with I Got You, Babe. The McCoys... Hang On Sloopy is released, the official state song of Ohio. So what do you say we make it our song of the day, Song of Summer Series 1965. Lead singer is this 17-year-old boy named Rick Derringer from Cleveland, Ohio. I kid you not. Hang on, Sloopy.
Hang on, Sloopy.
sing, but I'm not going to.
Cause you know
I'm gonna refrain.
Girl, I'm in love with you.
Can you believe this is Rick Derringer?
And so I say now, hey,
rock and roll hoochie guy.
Stupid, hang on.
It's a great name for a horse.
Yes. Hang on, stupid.
Okay.
Stupid, hang on.
Actually, there is a friend of mine has a horse named Snoopy.
Oh, Snoopy.
Oh, yeah, Snoopy. Snoopy. This is Snoopy.
Well, Snoopy, but it's close enough.
That song came out about 30 years before you did.
1973, Lynyrd Skynyrd released a really great album called Pronounced Lynyrd Skynyrd, featuring Give Me Three Steps, Simple Man, Freebird. It was a really good album. 1982, Fast Times at Ridgemont High released with Sean Penn as Jeff Spicoli. What a great movie. Don't sit with me during that movie because I'm going to do every line right before it happens. 1995, Yankees Hall of Famer Mickey Mantle died after a battle with liver cancer. He was 63. Yeah, pretty.
That's
young.
One of the few celebrity deaths that made me have
Mickey
tears.
Mantle. On this date in 1997, Matt Stone and Trey Parker's animated brilliant series South Park debuted. The episode was titled Cartman Gets an Anal Probe. I'm sorry. Didn't they have one episode where they said the S word?
Oh yeah.
How many times?
Oh, I don't know. It was well into the triple digits.
Yeah.
Because you could get away with it. Apparently, something was either lifted or revealed that yes, after a certain time on basic cable,
yeah,
you can say get away with saying it. Yeah.
Wow. On this date in 2008, Michael Phelps became the winningest Olympic athlete of all time. He won his 10th and 11th gold medals in Beijing. He retired with 23 gold medals. 2019, a year ago today, CBS and Viacom announced they're going to be combining for $28 billion revenue. Birthdays, we have a couple. Sam Champion, he's a weather anchor. He's on WABC now. He's 59. Danny Bonaduce is 67. Country singer Andy Griggs is 47. And Burt Lard, the Cowardly Lion in The Wizard of Oz, would have had a birthday. He died in 1967. We're 22 days till Labor Day weekend. Birthday season starts in 35 days and runs about 7 weeks. Halloween in 79 days. And Thanksgiving turkey and all the fixings on the table in 105 days. That's the timeline.
With your host, Rich Thomas, and now...
Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated, Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call him today.
We've had storms have put on quite a show the last few days, and yesterday East Montgomery got quite a show. Generous supply of showers and storms will be around again today. Locally heavy downpours in spots. High today in the mid-90s, low tonight in the mid-70s. Tomorrow, scattered to numerous showers and storms, especially in the afternoon and evening hours. And then over the weekend, not as many storms around. Scattered storms Saturday and widely scattered storms Sundays. Saturday's high 93. Right now this morning, we have, 75 degrees, calm winds, 639.
CBNS Bank has digital banking solutions to help you keep up. Check balances, pay bills, transfer funds, manage your card, deposit checks, and much more. Learn more at cbsbank.com. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
If you missed the wing finger winning word earlier this hour, we'll do it again between 7 and 8, and again at 8 and 9. So it's emblazoned in your brain so you can win this afternoon on Happy Hour at 6:39. Our TV shot's coming up next. First,
traffic is brought to you by Baumhauer's. Bring the comfort of Baumhauer's Victory Grill into your home with Waiter. Order your favorites off Baumhauer's Pick Me Up menu and have it delivered.
Well, we are already seeing a lot of cars inbound this morning. This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic and 231 out of Wetumpka. A lot of traffic there. Already seeing some congestion because of it on the Northeast Boulevard at Congressman Dickinson. Got a little congestion around I-85 on the East Boulevard. And we're seeing a good bit of traffic in through town on I-65 and 85. I-85 northbound, some slowdowns this morning. And it's mainly just because we got a lot of cars on the road. Buckle up, drive carefully. We have no accidents into us so far. Trenum State Community College offering continuing education classes in pharmacy technician and medical billing and coding. Funding available on first-come, first-served basis. Classes begin September 8th. Call 334-799-7777. 800-585-6. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jake.
I'm Stuart Vance. Call the Vance Law Firm locally at 333-3333. Just dial 3 to talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
It's showtime.
Professional radio turns into professional TV, and what's our topic again?
Apparently, they asked some people over the age of 65.
With rising.
Here we are.
It's 6:41. 90% of people older than 65 who took a survey say you're only as old as you feel and shared some of the best things about growing old. Things like discounts, more free time, and realizing that there's more to life than just working. We want to talk about this with our friends over at News Talk 93.1. Good morning, guys. I feel like I've already arrived at that last point, at least.
Who would be that old, though?
I know, for real. Who would be even close?
65. Would that be...
I know Grumpy Gus sitting there will be.
Not Grumpy Gus.
Gus.
I'm fine.
You're good.
I went to the... I had my annual exam at the doctor yesterday and got a good diagnosis.
Yeah?
It's alive! It's alive!
And that's the best thing about every day when you wake up and realize you're alive. Back to you, Rich.
So, let me get this straight. They're asking people over 65 what age is really old. So, I guess 77 is what they came up with.
I hate to tell y'all.
That was the average.
My grandmother's about to be 80 this month, and she still travels with me and will go to shows with us. We'll travel out of state. Let me tell you, when this COVID stuff took place, she said, I'll abide for probably about the first couple of weeks, and then after that, I'm done. I'm ready to go out and get my stuff, go shopping, and I'm ready to go eat lunch. So
then she would be number two on this survey, not feeling pressure to do anything you want to do, anything you don't want to do. And your grandma and my grandma would get along just fine. She'll actually be 80 at the end of the year, too. And if she doesn't feel like doing it, there's no convincing. And she is not budging.
It's no. And the thing is, you know, she's like, I am doing this because I want to. And she's earned that right. I mean, my grandmother's a strong woman. And let me tell you, we have a good time.
You've been mighty quiet during this break.
What?
Wearing clothes for comfort, not style.
What you wearing over there, Greg?
You got sweats on this morning?
I may as well surrender on this, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so I got my my nice supersized shirt.
Right.
Sweatpants.
Uh-huh.
And flip-flops.
Okay.
So that's me.
Yeah.
And
that's
you know what? I hope you like it because I'm not changing.
Well, why change now, right?
I wouldn't.
Of course, you guys can't dress like that.
What about the discounts?
What are you talking about, discounts?
I don't know.
I get discounts now. It's fun.
Wait a minute. I am not going anywhere to any restaurant for the early bird special. Is it still before 5 o'clock?
I'm going for the early bird special. And I don't see a problem with that.
I don't either.
That's like the plus.
Leah, you and I, we're the young.
We'll go eat it like 2 or 3 in the afternoon.
We need to grab our grandmas and go to the early bird
special. And then we'll go home and go to bed.
There's a couple of things that I've reached the threshold age for that I don't take advantage of, you know, that you could get a discount for.
I've got one for y'all.
I live in denial.
I'm beating you on it. So I go to charity bingo, and I love it. I have so much fun.
I'm not even at bingo yet.
Not in this state.
I don't feel so old anymore.
It's fun. Let me tell you. It's
Thank
great.
You, Jesse.
You're so welcome.
Jay?
I mean, you know. I'm fine. I'm like Jalea. Know? I'll go, if it's early, the less people I got to deal with, the better.
Oh,
so
yeah.
I go early.
Yeah.
And then, you know, go home and sleep's my best friend, so I go to bed early if I can.
With my hours, the senior citizen dining hours are...
ridiculous. You can't use them.
Just right.
Yeah.
Do you know, though, in early bird specials, when I have gone, I have found the most interesting people to talk to and had the most interesting conversations.
Oh, that's the worst.
With... Jay totally squashed my moment.
We've got two different opinions. We've got introvert, we've got extroverts, so we're just getting both sides of the spectrum.
Absolutely.
This morning. Yeah. Here's one, though. It says, having grandchildren and finding pleasure in the little things. Can't comment on the grandchildren, but I like to think that I'm my grandparents' pride and joy. So
you are.
I feel like that has to be a plus.
You have to be. Yeah. There's no doubt about it. Just
my
remember
sisters
this.
Like to disagree, but I'm claiming that one.
You claim it, girl.
Everybody loves Jalea. It's a TV show.
The name of our newest segment. I'm writing that down.
Yeah.
There we go.
I like that.
Good. No, I think that our producer would probably not be happy about that one. And they're probably not happy that we're not rapping like she told us a little while ago. So we're going to have to let you guys go.
Sounds good.
We're fired.
But as always, we hope you have a great day.
Greg, be more cheerful tomorrow, please.
All right.
If you want to hear more from our friends, make sure you tune in to News Talk 93.1 Monday through Friday starting at 6.
I want to see
I love them.
If Ryan reacted to that. I do too.
They're just fun. They make our they get our early morning started off right.
Let me ask you guys something.
Okay.
Sure.
The thing that came to mind during that conversation is the one thing that changes is that it now as you get older, it takes you all night to do what you used to do all night.
Run that by me again.
It takes all night to do what you used to do all night. And that was told to me by somebody when I was actually a little older than Jesse, when I was first starting out in Miami.
Mm-hmm.
And a really cool weatherman. He was Walter Cronice.
Uh-huh.
The hurricane hunter.
Yeah.
And I think I was like 30 and he was 57 at the time. And that's, you know, that you don't mean to be disrespectful, but he was a live wire. He partied, ladies' man. And I said, "How do you do it?" And he says, "No big deal." He says, "It just takes all night to do what you used to do all night."
Uh huh.
And he smiled. Okay.
That's pretty. That's a cool line. I like that.
All right. 6:47 is the time. Everybody that's called the show so far this morning, and everybody that calls throughout the week is eligible for some nice prizes tomorrow. By the way, Eddie Bader is. We're giving away key lime pies, thanks to him.
Yay!
Yeah. So,
city shuts you down without a license or something.
No, it's a bake sale.
Okay, gotcha.
For charity.
And yes, it's for a scholarship fund.
That's right. And we sold $500 worth of pies yesterday.
Wow!
Oh,
yeah.
That's amazing.
So far, customer satisfaction is very high.
How much a throw?
We're asking 20, mm-hmm. and if somebody chips in a little bit more than that, that's much appreciated.
Yeah.
The pies are good, and they're all homemade,
mm-hmm.
and it's going well. So we'll have that, and the works from Don Duncan All-American Auto and Tire, a place you can partner up with in 3 locations. For those who work for the government downtown, they're spotted 408 Madison. Just drop your car off and... Don will dispatch you back to your office, and they'll pick you up when your car is ready, or they'll bring it to you, however you want to work it out. Same thing from Bell Road, just north of Vaughan, and serving all of Prattville and Millbrook. From Highway 14, behind the McDonald's, certified master technician, state-of-the-art diagnostics, and if you just need the oil change, lube, and tire rotation, that's called the works. That's what we give away on Friday morning. Whatever it takes to partner up with you and your car, they're willing to do. So try them out, and hopefully we'll be able to look forward to resuming the Duncan and Son Predict-a-thon for college football.
Hope so.
Let's see. Today's the 13th, so 18 plus 25 is 43 more days.
The Big 12 decided they're going to play football. Not the Pac-12, the Big 12. Pac-12.
They are going to play.
Yeah.
And I think the SEC will, too, and ACC.
I think they'll have too many mad fans.
The rest of those bedwetters can just... Anyway, it's 6:49.
Once upon a time, if you had a water leak under your house or a broken drain line, the only solution was to dig. Don't dig a hole. Call Cole. Cole Plumbing can repair any damaged or leaking pipes without digging in most cases. Cole Plumbing relines, repairs, and renews your pipes and with minimal interruption to your routine. All work comes with a limited warranty. Call Cole Plumbing today at 279-8919. And remember, you don't have to dig a hole. You can call Cole. Call 279-8919 today.
Traditionally, plumbers repair defective water, sewer, drain, and other pipelines by digging holes, breaking into floors, slabs, or walls. This type of destruction is a last resort at Cole Plumbing. With our unique pipelining technology, we can eliminate demolition that causes extreme inconvenience, disruption, and expense. Also, it's safer. So don't dig a hole. Call on Cole at 279-8919 or find us at coleplumbing.com. You'll be pleased you did. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
What are the top five reasons for a Krispy Kreme fundraiser? They're profitable, fast, simple, affordable, and successful. Selling delicious Krispy Kreme donuts to family, friends, neighbors, or in high-traffic areas can generate significant funds for your organization. Visit Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway or at KrispyKreme.com for more fundraising ideas.
I like a bed that's really firm.
I need something a little softer than that.
Rest easy. With the Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed, you can both adjust your comfort with your sleep number setting.
Can it really help me fall asleep faster?
Yes, by gently warming your feet.
Okay, but can it help keep us asleep?
It senses your movements and automatically adjusts to keep you effortlessly comfortable. Sleep Number. Proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. And now all beds are on sale. Save 50% on the Sleep Number 360 Limited Edition Smart Bed. Plus special financing on all smart beds. Ends Monday. Learn more. Go to sleepnumber.com. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
And now a star is born. On August 13th, 1899, the world welcomed little baby Alfred Hitchcock. People thought his mom was a psycho for having a home birth in the shower.
Oh, it's a boy. Wow, that's a lot of blood.
Alfred Hitchcock, A Star is Born.
Hollywood Hotel, good evening. The picture? Oh, yes, it's the biggest show of the season. Everybody's in it.
And in our Desperate for Content segment, Matt McConaughey, who is a big fan of this show.
Hey, it's Matthew McConaughey. And when I'm not shirtless and baked out of my gourd, I stumble to the radio and kick off my morning with this show. All right, all right.
Yeah, right shirtless, right. Another shirtless guy.
Heard about Man of War?
That may go down as, well, I don't want to use that term either. Anyway, that was certainly a benchmark moment in the morning, wasn't it? Says, the quarantine is making his life better. So my mental health and family life are improving. I spend more time in the kitchen with the family, making meals, eating meals, cooking with the kids. That's happened in my house.
Yeah.
That's how this whole pie thing got started.
Right.
So he says they're having hobbies and things they never did before COVID came along. David Blaine is going to fly over New York City balloons.
Who's David Blaine?
That illusionist.
He's a magician of some sort.
His next stunt will be called Ascension. He's going to attempt to fly above New York City by holding a bunch of helium-filled balloons. He'll float across the Hudson River from Jersey to New York.
Okay.
Kanye West, his lawyers are fighting claims that signatures like Bernie Sanders and Mickey Mouse on his nomination papers in Wisconsin are phony. He says, it's up to you to prove that Mickey Mouse did not sign his nomination papers. I love that. That's funny. For those of you who are wondering, how are horny NBA players going to deal with the living in this bubble they're playing in?
Oh, they're going to get a conjugal visit?
Later this month, they're going to allow players to start bringing in guests.
Oh.
But strict rules. Non-family members must have long-standing relationships. Not 24
these,
minutes.
Yeah, not these fly-by-night.
Yeah, no. Any individual player that has not previously met the person or with whom the player has had limited in-person interaction. It gets really complicated here. Very legal. Guests will be required to be quarantined for 7 days. Then they take a charter flight to Orlando and then quarantine for 4 more days on the Disney campus. Players are allowed to have up to 4 guests. This story bugs me. One of my favorite characters on The Office is Stanley. And Leslie David Baker announced a crowdfunding campaign to do a spinoff of The Office based on his character, which I think is a great idea because that character was funny. He was also like one of the very few black characters on the show. But he says he's getting extremely violent racist messages from people relative to his idea. And I don't understand that. I mean, I just, that's so disheartening to think that people, you don't want to support his idea, fine.
Right.
But the rest of it, why would people
do that?
The
racist part, yeah.
And then, of course, thanks to cretins like Bubba Wallace, we wondered, did it really happen at all? The first socially distanced arena show is taking place, or did take place, in Newcastle, England.
Who was it? Anybody we know?
Yeah, Sam Fender.
Oh, Freddie Fender's brother Sam?
Yeah. He's playing at the Virgin Money Unity Arena. Virgin Money Unity.
Have you seen that since it's been remodeled?
Oh, it's amazing. It's a former horse track with a bunch of pods that are just square areas with metal barriers separated from each other by several feet. Several people fit in each pod, so there's no intermingling with other groups. To avoid concession lines, fans pre-order food and drink, which they receive as they enter the venue. Is this the future of concerts in America?
So there's not going to be any in 2020 because people like Ticketmaster, or not Ticketmaster, who is it, Live Nation?
Mm-hmm.
Live Nation says that there's not going to be any.
Which is quite ironic because I love it as an independent artist because you know what? That means we get better bookings.
Yeah. Good
and
for you.
So that's fine. Live Nation, y'all go ahead and hold your major artist back because guess what? I'll book everything in between because these people are ready to have concerts.
Now, the Eagles have rescheduled their tour for 2021, but some people are saying, when Alan was here, he said there may not be concerts until...
Because so much is involved.
Third, fourth quarter.
Late 2021 or early 2022.
So much is involved with those big concerts. The rigging, the
lighting,
the roadies, all of those
audio,
guys.
Man,
that's
amazing. It's decimated the industry.
Now this story, and Jesse, I look forward to your thoughts. Blake Shelton says he found out on Twitter that some people are not being offered refunds to his canceled shows. He didn't know this.
No, most of the time they don't because half the time the managers, or if they have a promoter like Live Nation or William Morris Agency working their bookings, they never know. They're just told when and where to show up to play, and here you go.
Well, he canceled his whole tour, so everybody should have been given the option to get their money back. Why they wouldn't want it, I don't know, or why they wouldn't automatically refund it.
Because Ticketmaster and them are losing billions upon billions of dollars,
that,
so is Live Nation.
And 21 or 22 before we have live shows again, I don't want to believe
when they pull out emergency stock funds as early as they did, there's a problem.
Wow.
Corporate's going under.
All right, fun game for all of us to play.
Yay!
Name a popular song that includes the name of a country. A popular song that includes the name of a country.
God Bless the USA.
What?
God Bless the USA.
That's a good one.
I've never been to Spain. Remember that?
So the title,
you know, that's a great. That's a
living in America.
It's not on the top 10, but it's a great. Never been to Spain.
Is it the title? So the title needs to have a country in it.
Yes.
Back in the USSR.
That didn't make the list, but Born in the USA did.
James Taylor had a hit song called Mexico.
There's another one. Panama by Van Halen made the list.
Yeah.
Madagascar by Guns N' Roses. And my favorite, Walk Like an Egyptian by the Bangles.
Yes, that's a good one.
Uganda Babe. You know,
you got me babe by, in Uganda.
By Edie and the Amines. Is that the one you're from the early 80s? Then he ate the band. It is 6:59.
Oh, Canada.
That's their national anthem. Come on.
I know.
But it is a song, so in all fairness, I would give Jay the point.
Making the joke.
Well, it,